messages, press 2 to administer personal greetings.
Hello, everyone. It is Monday, April 10th, about 8:30 p.m. my time. It'll be 10:30 p.m. your time. When we woke up this morning, Olaf looked out the window and said, "Blowing snow. No hunt today." I looked out the window and visibility was at least 10 miles. 2 hours later, visibility was still 4 miles, but the wind chill was significantly worse. That's why he's the guide. It's always important to remember you got to trust the guide. If we had gone out, we'd have froze our you-know-what's off. In yesterday's move to Winniett Bay, two things happened that put a wrinkle in my plans. The hauler, Brian, had fastened my archery target to his sled, but when we got to the cabin, there was no target. I think the ropes had come untied along the way. He had retightened them, but didn't notice that the target was missing at the time. So my white archery target had slid off, and somewhere in our 101-mile journey yesterday, there lies a white target in the Arctic. With 15-mile-an-hour winds, want to guess what our chances are of finding it? Needless to say, we improvised. Olek had shot a seal to feed the dogs. I asked him if I could use the seal, and he said, "Sure." I shot about 10 arrows, but because my poundage is pretty high, the arrows were really tough to pull out. The end result was that I pulled the insert right out of 7 of my arrows. I hope I'm not paying for the dog's dental work when he chops it up and feeds it to him. I think we'll be able to recover some of the inserts. It's just a matter of time. I then started using 1-foot snow blocks that I cut out of a snowdrift with a saw for my backstop, and they worked perfect. You'd move about 2 or 3 of the 1-foot chunks, and the arrow would be anchored firmly in the 3rd or 4th snow block most of the time. The other challenge that I received was when I opened up my second bow case with my bigger bow in it, the one I had decided to hunt with because I'd just been shooting it so well recently. I got quite a surprise when I realized that you've got to take into account. For those of you that have never ridden in a Kalantuck, these are the wooden sleds pulled by the snowmobile. It's a bone jarring ride, especially because I was going over 200 miles of land instead of going on smooth ice. Add to that the fact that we had to travel over, Victoria Island at about 20 to 30 miles an hour, and you can imagine just how rough the ride really was, and what happened to my bow case when we opened it up. There were small rubber fragments everywhere. Despite strapping down the contents and packing everything with foam, all 9 of my 210-grain two-bladed broadheads had been jarred loose and eventually cut through their protective plastic shields. Never in my 15-plus years of archery hunting and over 19 different hunts have I seen such damage to the inside of my bow case, not even on a muskox hunt, which is similar conditions. It was then that I also realized that the sights on my bow were in 2 pieces. All the fiber optic pins had frozen and broke. 4 of the 5 pins are still functional despite the fiber optic pins being severed. Only the 20-yard pin is broken with no fiber optic still inside of the .015 pin head. Nonetheless, all 5 pins are still intact. One of them just doesn't have any fiber optic in the middle of it. I reattached the sight head to the sight frame, shot a few arrows. I won't win any 3D shoots right now, but I could still easily kill a polar bear with that setup. My second bow is shooting a little bit to the left, and I think it was a function of string flap. So I put on an arm guard, and sure enough, everything started shooting really well. Regardless, I'm glad I have 2 bows on the hunt. It's always comforting to know that if something happens to one bow, I've got the second one there to fall back on. Being prepared and being creative has certainly helped on this hunt so far. Now on to some other preparations. Jack removed the entire engine from his snowmobile and carried it into the cabin today. He let it thaw out and then replaced a piston and a ring. Took it back outside, installed it, pulled on the rope twice, and now it purrs like a kitten. I can't even repair my snowblower most times without help, and this guy field strips an engine and replaces the pistons in 20 below weather. Pretty impressive. Brian spent most of the day repairing his sled. The runner had towed in because some ropes had stretched. He repaired the loops rather than use nails, which would shear off in the cold. Olek prepared his dog sled for the hunt tomorrow morning if the weather's good. He removed the rubber strips that were on the runners, and believe it or not, he put a cornmeal paste on the runners, kind of a yellowish-looking, almost like oatmeal substance. He put it on about 15 minutes, 15, he put it on pretty and stay a bit down with the planer. I've only got 10 seconds left on the message, so I'll pick up where we left off tomorrow. Good night, everybody.